Chief Lasala said the lab's firefighting crew never responded to a crash at South Haven County Park, so we have to go back to the scene to look for crash evidence ourselves. To do all this, we need a forensic archaeologist, so we're bringing in an expert, Garth Baldwin.
Well, I've been brought in today to take a look around at the landform, the vegetation, any environmental indicators that might lead us to a conclusion about the story that was told out here. There's supposed to be a road of some kind and things like that. So what we want to look for are unnatural modifications to the landform and the vegetation.
So, what do you think of this place?
Well, coming in, all the vegetation along this, you know, roughly 25 feet strip is less than 17 years old. The trees are only maybe 5 to 10. And that's a funny sort of crushed, broken limb up there. See how it's crushed and it's splintered? There's a lot of broken stuff out here.
If Garth is right, then there should still be signs of the fallen debris that would have collided with the tops of these oak trees. So we're looking for oak trees that might have fracturing in the branch structure, even after all this time. As for the road, Tony and Steve told us that the UFO debris removal crew had to fortify the dirt road for all the flatbed trucks moving in and out of the park. We're looking for signs of that road. And it's interesting that on either side of this strip of the forest, there are stands of oak trees that are from 18 to 40 feet tall. But in the middle of the strip, there are younger, smaller trees, only 6 feet tall. This bears a closer look.
What would explain a clearing like this amidst the denseness of places like that?
Well, something definitely cleared out everything through here, and not a fire. I mean, that wouldn't explain it because there'd be stumps. There's nothing in here. It could be a road. And then it's dark underneath there. You've got that gray sand. That's definitely a traveled surface. Top of these hills or something, there might be a more natural surface.